Now, this week, Margaret Mills is taking us off to Jericho Priory, which you say is near Blackmore.
It's actually at, or it was, sadly, it was pulled down hundreds of years ago. It was at Blackmore.
Oh, right.
Yes. Now, Blackmore and Jericho Priory are closely connected with Henry VIII.
Mm.
We all know that Henry VIII was quite a naughty man in many ways. We know he had an eye for the ladies.
Mm.
And it's said that one of his mistresses, a lady called Elizabeth Blount, was sent to Jericho Priory from the royal court to give birth to Henry's illegitimate son, which she did. Sadly, the boy, Henry Fitzroy by name, who Henry later created Duke of Richmond, he was said to be the only one of Henry's illegitimate children that he actually acknowledged as being his. Now, he sadly, this young man, only lived to the age of 17.
Oh.
But Henry apparently used Jericho Priory to meet his lady friends. It was far enough away from London from prying eyes.
Mm.
And it said that his ministers and his courtiers, when asked where the king had gone, would say, "He's gone to Jericho." And this became a byword at the royal court for nefarious goings on.
Well.
But of course, nobody could say anything to the king. It was just something that they all sniggered at behind his back. Now, sadly, Jericho Priory was demolished many hundreds of years ago. The only remnant, we believe, of the original priory that still exists is incorporated in the nave of the current church at Blackmore. So if you wander around the church at Blackmore, it's about the closest you're going to get to being at the original Jericho Priory, where naughty King Henry VIII came to visit his lady friends.
Fair enough. They might have sniggered behind his back, all the courtiers, but I bet they had to be very careful they didn't get caught. They might have lost their heads.
Indeed.
Right, okay. So, what are you having a look at next week?
Next week, we're off to the Epping and Chingford area, formerly in Essex, of course, to Gilwell Park.
Okay, fine, thank you.